This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. AI fake images are breaking trust in science. What happened? AI-generated images have become sophisticated enough to pass undetected in peer-reviewed scientific journals, with fabricated visuals appearing in published research. This is not a fringe problem. The images look real. The journals are legitimate, and the damage to public trust in science is compounding fast. Scientists and editors are now scrambling to police content they lack the tools to reliably detect. The communication angle. When the evidence itself becomes a lie, what do you do? Here is the real crisis. Science has always used images as its most powerful persuasion tool. A photograph of a protein structure, a brain scan, a microscope slide. These visuals do not just support an argument, they close it. When someone shows you a picture, your brain treats it as proof. Scientists know this. Journals know this. That is exactly why AI-generated fakes are so disruptive. They're exploiting the most trusted signal in scientific communication. The deeper communication failure here is not technical. It is institutional. Scientific journals built their entire credibility on a simple promise. We verified this. Peer review, methodology sections, data sharing. All of it says the same thing. Trust us. We checked. The moment fabricated images slip through that process, the promise breaks. And broken promises in communication are not just setbacks. They are identity crises. The journal is no longer what it said it was. What makes this worse is the silence strategy most institutions are using. When trust collapses, the instinct is to say as little as possible, hoping the damage stays contained. That is the wrong call every time. The audience reads silence as guilt. They fill the vacuum with the worst possible interpretation. What journals need right now is radical transparency. Name specific papers, explain exactly how the images got through, and publish a concrete detection protocol they're committing to. Not a vague statement about taking this seriously. A specific, verifiable plan. There's also a lesson here for scientists communicating their own work. If your audience cannot tell real from fake, you have a credibility problem even when you're telling the truth. That means you need to over-communicate your verification. Show your process. Name your sources. Make transparency a visible part of your presentation, not a footnote. The scientists who will survive this moment are the ones who make their honesty impossible to miss. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on building credibility under pressure gives your framework for communicating trust proactively before your audience starts doubting you. The core idea is simple. Credibility is not something you claim. It is something you demonstrate, step by step, in the structure of what you say. The scientists and journals navigating this AI image crisis would be in a far stronger position right now if they had built the kind of visible, habitual transparency into their communication long before a scandal forced them to. The takeaway. Before you publish, present, or share any visual evidence in your next report or presentation, add one sentence of explicit sourcing directly next to their image. Not in a footnote. Right there, next to it. This image was captured by our lab on date using method. One sentence. It takes 10 seconds and it signals to your audience that you're not hiding anything. In a world where everyone is starting to question what is real, that sentence does more work than a paragraph of conclusions. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book site Write Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.